Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sorry for this one, boys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Very excited. Fuck.
Hey, this is Bob, number 173. Today, Wes is doing a gig in Mexico. AKA
doing cocaine.
That's right.
Is he gonna
hookers? No, he's with his wife. He's doing gigs in Mexico. He's having a good time. But we are joined today by Hattie Kuba and Josh Shapiro, two of Montreal's finest young men.
Thank you.
Comics. Amazing, amazing, hardworking guys. And we got Green in the Cut. Say what's up.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Fuck yeah, Bob 173. That's it. That's the whole spiel.
Cool. Wes should film a vlog of him just crossing the American border illegally.
Yeah.
Just see how easy it is. Yeah. That would be sick content. His wife can stay on the Mexico side so she doesn't break the law, you know, just film him getting over.
Yeah, I don't think he'd have a hard time.
No, not right now.
he looks like perfectly fine to cross the border.
Is it a full wall now? Across the border?
I don't think so.
No.
Is it not?
There's just a wall, like, on one part.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Because if not, that would rival, like, the Great Wall of China, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They're having a lot of problems right now with that, too, eh? There's, like, 10,000 people coming across every day.
Yeah.
So there's, like, a bunch of holes in the walls. They weld they weld off parts of the wall.
Really?
They ship. It's, like, 10,000 people a day.
Wow. Who wanted to put gators there? Was it Trump or something? Somebody wanted to put like gators, like a moat?
That would work. I think that would get people, you know what I mean? Like, but also it's like if you become an American but you lose a foot, it's kind of worth it.
That is worth it.
I'd be down, dude. I'd do that right now. I'll take that deal.
Dude, you know Logan Paul's going to do it. One of these, Danny Duncan or something. They're going to be out
there.
Mr. Beast
will pay some Mexicans.
That's right.
You could get across first.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, seriously, as a Canadian like comic, to get our citizenship, we should just go to Mexico. Mm. Just go straight through there and just tell them we'll vote for Biden.
That's right.
We're in.
They would let you in.
Yeah,
immediately.
Dude, I'll do whatever it takes, man. I want to be an American so bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
How
I've been
bad?
Here.
How about you want to lose it? Do you want to lose a foot?
I don't know, man. It seems like the place to be, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely.
Anytime I visit, I get that feeling. I'm like, oh my God. They're here.
If I'm
around
make it
the
here.
People, you know. Yeah. I get excited.
It does. Our trip, our Skankfest and then Austin trip last year was an electric trip. And like just having to come back to Montreal. Love Montreal and love especially what we've been able to build in the last few years.
Yep.
But still, just want to be there so bad, you know?
Yeah.
But it would be nice to build shit up here so that when we're home, it's going on.
100%. It's hard. It is hard notoriously to make a career in comedy in Canada. That's like almost a trope.
Yeah, they all run away, right?
Yeah,
Steph Tolayev is the more recent.
That's
one.
Right. Yeah, she's blowing up like crazy.
Yeah,
she's. I think she's Wes's friend. Wes was good friends with her. She's doing great. She's hilarious, by the way. Also,
so funny.
So funny, dude.
I was wasted at the Just for Laughs party that I shouldn't have been at. That Pantelis brought me to.
Nice.
It was open bar, and I was the only one who was like, "Let's go crazy." And I walked by her, and I was just telling her how much I loved her. And Pantelis saw me from the back, and he came over, and he was like, "I'm sorry about my friend. I'm sorry about my friend."
Oh no.
She was like, "I fucking love this dude."
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no,
I liked her in the Bad Dads. Was it Bad Dads or
the Netflix movie?
Old Dads.
Old Dads. Old Dads. Old Dads. That was a good one. Yeah, it was like she was very funny in that. She had a little cameo. Hell yeah!
I see your world record here.
Yeah, it's not as impressive when you read it though.
Oh,
it just looks great.
Online video chain of people performing a magic trick consists of 274 videos.
Yeah.
So video chain of magic tricks.
So 274 people got that record.
That's correct.
Okay. I recently
set it for our TV show. We're like, oh, we're gonna set a little stunt. And then and we did it, but we invented that record. You can do that.
Okay, yeah.
Did you know that you can do that? No, you don't.
You can apply?
Yeah. So basically all you have to do is come up with something that's measurable in like a time or whatever, and they'll set the goal. Like, they will set the goal. They'll be like, all right, this is the standard. Hit this. So they gave us, I think it was 250. So we're like, all right.
Most amount of open micers in a row.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to do that when I first started doing stand-up. I wanted to do longest set ever, but I'm like 42 hours. And I couldn't be on stage for 42 hours.
The longest set is 42 hours?
This guy, I think from the UK, David something, he did a series of long sets.
Dude, how bad is hour 7? Holy fuck.
I saw a video. He's in a chair. He's holding the mic up, just talking like to the ceiling. It's crazy.
Is he awake the whole time? Or like you have to be awake the whole time? 24. He's
And you need a certain number of people in the audience at all times.
Yeah. Oh, so they're setting a record too. They get one of these.
No. Yeah. Fuck them, dude.
Yeah, longest time watching a fucking bomb. Yeah, exactly.
I got the record here for the longest stand-up set. Yeah. It's 40 hours in the States now.
40 hours.
Okay, and it's not by the guy David something?
What's his name?
David Scott,
okay,
USA.
So yeah, that guy, yeah.
Sounds English.
Yeah, but it might have been the guy before him.
Right.
Might have been from the UK. But so I recently saw a new world record for the longest drawing of a train.
Was he...
Yeah, he was, dude. That's the craziest part.
Was he excited about trains?
Yeah, you have to be, right? To draw that.
I didn't know what the record was. I just saw the article, and it just said autistic child sets new world record. And I immediately knew it would be too hard to beat or really easy to beat. And then I saw picture of the train.
Did they say it was about drawing trains first, or did you just see autistic record? What did you think the record was initially?
Well, initially, my ex had the one for the longest train, I think. Oh.
700 men. So I click it and I go, okay, this is like maybe he's a savant and it has to be a nice. And it's like, no, like the wheels are squares. Oh, it's all in crayon.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's not that good. And it's 21 meters. I could do a train longer than 21 meters. Yeah. It's probably he made a new record.
Yeah.
But then I was telling someone about this and they were like, so you just want to take this autistic kid's record away?
You can't be that guy.
Right? It was like Make-A-Wish maybe or something.
I could be that guy. You know what I mean? Like, I would
be that guy. It's way easier to do that. Is that him?
Yeah.
Longest train guy?
Yeah, 21 point something meters.
Yeah, look how happy he is about that fucking
drawing. Why is his mom holding his mouth open?
He's nonverbal.
She's like, oh,
he's
not
verbal, so she's like controlling the sounds.
Like, thank you.
What is happening?
And she got a nose job the day he won the record.
I feel like she drew the trains, not the kid. Yeah.
She's like, you know how much money this is going to make us?
Impressive.
Once we draw that 21 meter train, we're set. That's a lot of news coverage, though, when you think about it.
I think that she has some notoriety in some way. I don't know.
Push it, dude.
I don't know what she does.
If you look at longest online magic trick record, you will see one picture.
Yeah.
Even though 270 people were involved, that's suspicious. Like this was a campaign. Yeah. This is planned, dude. Premeditated.
She's gonna be the next vice president.
You should see Guinness World Record for articles written about autistic children. It's like this guy's on top.
He's got them all.
I would imagine there's a high percentage of autistic people that hold records.
He's the 27-time
champ.
You think
so, right? They would have to be. Mm.
I would. You know what I mean? Like,
especially with something that's very focus-driven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like kendama or something. Yeah.
What is kendama?
Kendama?
Oh, the...
It's like a little tee, like you're holding like a tee with a spike and a ball and a rope on it, a little string on it. And you got to throw it and
one?
Catch it.
Sure,
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. But those guys go nuts, eh? The kendama? You know who likes kendama? Who like really into it? No Jumper? Adam...
Oh, really? I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, he's big. He's got his own company. He's got his own kendama.
He was like a BMX guy, so like, you know what I mean? It's like motor skills. Like,
Do you know Adam? What's his name? Adam?
22.
22, yeah. That's probably not his real last name.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The only bangs is...
Who Whose wife gets banged.
Yeah, he bangs his wife, and then he bangs other women on his podcast.
It just makes it, after so many years of you banging other women, like your wife's going to have to bang someone at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind if people do this. He just doesn't seem happy about it. You know what I mean? Like, to each their own, but whenever he talks about it, he's like, no, I'm really happy. My wife's getting shit banged out of her.
For sure.
He's like super depressed.
She was the one who brought it up.
Yeah. Like, the last one that they did, I didn't see. It was a clip that was going around Twitter of the upper half. So the wife was cut off, and it was him and the other dude, and they were double teaming her.
Oh,
and the other dude fist bumped him, and just him lifting his fist. He was
defeat. Yeah, but you know what? He probably made a fat bag on that, holy cow.
Indeed. And then he's going to bang anyone he wants to bang.
That's
right
true.
After.
Yeah, it's like 1 for 50.
And he's a porn star already, right?
Yeah. I mean, and now he is.
He became a porn star with his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't a porn star before.
No,
he was just a dude who happened to have a big dick.
Yeah.
Because he's got a monster cock.
Yeah, he's got a missile. Yeah.
Okay.
Like Drake. Drake's is hard to rival.
That made me so uncomfortable.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I was like, I'm having a hard time not being a hater. I'll be honest. Like, I really want to hate the guy now. You know, I'm not going to be that guy. Just hate him because he's got everything. But I want to. I want to hate him.
I understand why he's so comfortable painting his nails now. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's just, it makes sense.
Does everyone who paints their nails have big dicks
or small?
I'm gonna start. Yeah, chewing mine. I guess I don't know. fucking check out the lyric though. He dropped this in a song somewhere. He said just like long dick rapper or something like that. Drake lyric.
You know what he also said? Helicopter.
I want to see pull up. Did the Simpsons predict it? Is he fucking somewhere in the back? Is there like Drake just swinging his dick around in a Simpsons episode before we go any further?
You're gonna see my bad spelling. I'm not sure if I wrote raper or rapper.
Dude, we've. That's Raper.
That's Raper?
Yeah, that's Raper, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, that's
Drake,
Raper.
Long dick Raper.
it still came out
with some results. Yeah.
Lyric, and don't look in images.
Why am I not on the standard?
And go shopping?
He's going to drop a line of dildos for sure.
No, you're not going to. Wait. If the shoe fits lyrics or one of these lyrics, maybe?
I can't see it. Here. Drake.
Oh, there it is. Quotes Drake, this long dick N-word ain't for the long talking. So there you go. He was trying to tell you. That's all I'm saying.
I'm really sad though because that means that a story that came out years ago is fake because a stripper came out said that she hooked up with Drake. And she said that his dick was a good sized dick, but nothing crazy. And that's a crazy dick.
That's a crazy dick for us.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a crazy dick for her.
The entire internet lost their minds. You know what I mean? Yeah. This chick was just like, meh.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe she's like in the locker room. You know what I mean? At an NBA game or something.
That's fair.
You know? I don't know.
But
Drake could play in the NBA is all I'm saying. He's got that in him.
Well, and a 7-foot giant cock versus like Drake, like 6-foot giant cock is not. I'm also taller than Drake. Just want to put that out there.
You're
taller than Drake?
I'm taller than Drake.
Feels bad though, eh?
Taller than Drake?
You're not taller than Drake. You're not taller than anybody.
Wait, how tall is he?
He's 5'10".
Really?
Yeah.
Really? He walks around with 6'4 energy. Like,
yeah. I mean, his dick is 6'4".
That's it. That must be it. Yeah, his dick's wingspan is like, he's 7'3". Like, he's like fucking that Michael Jordan poster, dude.
Well, that's what it is. If they release a dildo.
The jump, but it's just the dick coming out.
It's just him jumping straight.
Three legs. So the dildo of his dick would be double-sided, guaranteed.
Mm. When's that coming out?
I mean, AliExpress is already working on it.
For sure.
It should be out next week.
I never got double-sided dildos. Like, who are they for?
What do you mean by double-sided dildos?
Like...
Oh, the two ends. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you... In my head, I was like a dildo with like two different sides of the dick.
No, scimitar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The dick is so big that they're going to just add a little head on one end and then it's going to be, you know, perfect for two people to use.
I always think it's weird that they're always sloppy. It's like, is this what you want?
Oh, they're always floppy. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want a drunk dick? Yeah. Is that what you're really craving? Like, what are we talking? Why aren't you getting the hard ones? Why aren't you using something super hard?
There's a lot of give to them. A lot of flop.
Yeah. Drake knows what's up. Anyways. we're gonna stop talking about Drake's giant cock for a second.
Yeah, I'm sucking up my algorithm.
Like,
your algorithm?
Last week we were talking about average dick size, flaccid or hard.
Yeah.
Now this we week are arguing I'm Googling about that actually Drake's on the Patreon.
What is average flaccid?
So it's super low. It's like 2 or 3.
It was 3.2.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fucking big if you ask me.
But no, flaccid is lower than that.
Fuck.
It's got to be lower than that. I'm a grower.
Thank you.
I'll say double not a sure.
I don't got the same stats. That's 1 to 4 right now.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Wow. 1 to 5. That's a big range, by the way.
That's huge.
But, gigantic range.
I was arguing with Wes in the Patreon because I was like, girls don't know about growing and showing. They know that the term, but they don't know that someone who's a grower can outgrow a shower.
Mm.
That's possible.
For sure.
It exists, right? 100%. But like, we know this, but he's like, they know that. I'm like, I don't think they know.
Sounds like a myth, right?
Yeah, it does.
I swear it gets bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's even like the just your own dick could be so many different sizes when flaccid.
Yeah.
That like, so I told you guys both know I'm going to be doing a naked roast battle.
Yes.
And the other day I saw my dick the mirror. And when I saw my dick in the mirror, I was like, I'm okay with that. This is good.
Yeah.
And
here's the problem with that.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with that. Now, imagine taking Adderall.
Ooh.
And then doing the same thing, right? That's what you're going to be like on stage.
No, exactly.
Because of the adrenaline.
My dick, like the next morning, I was hungover the next day. And I saw my dick in the mirror hungover. And I was like, no, that can't be real. Like, I can't go out there with that. If I let my pubes grow, they won't see my dick. You know what I mean? It's, you're just.
What's worse, though?
About it.
Yeah. What's worse, though? Shaving it and letting them see what's underneath that? Or keeping the pubes to hide it, you know?
I'd rather keep the bush.
Yeah, I think so.
My dick is like the Homer Simpson thing. In the bush, he's just like, he's like going back inside. He's like, I don't want to be here.
It's just no thank you.
Well, the first year that I saw the naked roast, the guy with the smallest dick had an inverted dick.
Oh, wow.
Fully inside.
So vagina, that's what we call vagina.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. That's what they're getting.
And black guy, too. Black guy also had the biggest dick, but smallest dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do it all.
Wow.
Huh. I'm scared of that stuff. I can't be on a stage showing my penis.
Nope. Not for me either.
That's one thing.
But
like,
fucking hats off to you, dude. Like, yeah. I could never.
As a grower, I can never prove to my friends I have a big dick unless I get hard in front of them.
Yeah.
Which is a problem, you know? Guys, I promise.
I guess, yeah.
It gets bigger, I swear.
Yeah. Like, dude, you gotta believe, touch it. You'll see.
Just flick it once and it'll grow.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fucked. That is true, dude. I would never have the balls, like, physically. You could not see my balls. Like,
yeah.
I'd probably tell people I have no penis. So that way, no matter what they see, they're going to be like, oh, it's a penis.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Penis.
There
nice.
Was, I've seen a micro penis.
Right? That's a good thing.
They're excited.
They're like, oh, penis. Yeah, they're not going to say tiny fucking penis. They're going to say penis.
Have you guys ever seen a micro penis in real life?
Mm. We're about to find out.
Well, no, I saw one. There was a kid when I was a kid. We were in the same bunk together, and he took a shower at sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
And I come back in the room, and he's just jumping up and down on his bed naked. Oh, and I swear, I'm not exaggerating right now, it looked like a thumbtack. It was insane.
He was a child.
No, but he was like 12. That's not like, you're not going to have a thumbtack for a dick at 12.
Yeah, I know.
I have a friend with huge nipples.
Oh, yeah? How big are we talking?
Like 2 Tic Tacs.
Wait, what?
Oh, you mean lengthwise?
Yeah.
Like, oh. And width.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, and like thickness.
Yeah.
So not the areola.
No.
We're talking about the thing that goes
it's
up.
Sticking out. Wow. 2 Tic Tacs worth.
Crazy. That's like Joe Rogan in an ice bath. That's crazy.
Very self-conscious about them.
Yeah. Really? Yeah,
he grew to love them because girls suck on them.
Wild.
I mean, if you got them, they better be sucked. I know people aren't sucking on those. What are you doing with that?
Some people, you guys into that? I doesn't do anything for me.
I'm okay. I have too much hair around it.
Right.
I don't want their mouth full of hair.
Yeah.
I had someone suck my nipple once. I go, you like that? And I went, not really. And then they really got in there, and they're like, what about now? I had goosebumps everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And they knew almost, you know?
Dude, imagine coming that way. That is wild.
Out my nipple, too?
Yeah, it's the only way.
Yeah.
Out of your nipple?
Yeah, just breastfeeding.
Have you guys ever had a wet dream?
Yeah. Plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty. I rarely, sometimes on occasion, I'll still get them.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you not jerk off, though?
No, yeah. If I'll skip too many days,
okay,
it might happen.
I've never had one. I want one so bad.
Last time it happened.
It's not fair. Like, everyone's had
them. Do you dream at all?
I dream a little bit. I smoke a lot of weed, though, so I probably don't dream enough, you know?
If you stopped for a week,
yeah,
you would have an out-of-body experience. I'm telling you, dude. Yeah. Stop for a week and take some melatonin before bed after a week, like on the seventh day.
Yeah.
You will leave your body.
Does melatonin actually increase dreams?
It does. It does when you're in when you're getting this like vivid dream boost that if you haven't had a good dream in a while, it builds up.
Shit.
So like the second you stop, all of a sudden your brain's like fucking open the floodgates.
Yeah, the
like,
mix of the two, melatonin and yeah. no weed.
Happened to me. I like left my body. Smoked a lot of two weed. Nights in a row, I left my body.
Really?
I swear.
Like lucid
to you.
Dreaming? Like you were like doing whatever you wanted?
I woke up in my room. It was all fuzzy. It was like gray, like desaturated. I heard like a big whooshing sound. I was like, what is this? And I was in my bed. And I had the feeling I could leave my body. And I just started, I started levitating over my body, maybe like 2 feet. It scared the fucking shit out of me. I could see my room, everything. It scared me so much. I went back down in like this crazy terror and fell on my body, woke up, but I was already there. Like I could see everything in my room.
So that's crazy because that was literally, I smoked DMT once, but not enough to break through. That's exactly what happened to me. I put the DMT in the tip of a joint. I lit the joint and it just like kind of exploded because it's like a powder and it like all lit up. Okay. But I just inhaled it like really hard. And then I sat down in a chair and I felt myself float up in the room. And then like my head like hit the ceiling and I felt this like overwhelming like nope. And then I just fell back in the chair and just, it was done.
Yep.
So that's, you literally like got like the DMT release. Like, that's crazy.
It happened the next night too. But when I went back down, I felt like an inch lower than my body.
Oh
and that
my
fucking
God.
Scared me. So I was like, wait, there's, you can go. Yeah, exactly. I was like, you can go down there. I don't want to know that.
That's you didn't fucked sync up.
Yeah, dude. It went like, whoa. I was like, no. Yeah, it's fucked up. Hey, we got something. We're fucking with ChatGPT-4 and all that stuff. We love like the Midjourney shit here and all that stuff. But we got the latest version of AI, and we prompted it.
Do you want to see like all the steps we went through? Just like,
yeah, all right. You just like just here. The premises.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, go pull them up. Because we were trying to find. I haven't read the latest one.
No, we just generated.
This
it.
Is the top.
Oh my goodness.
I said Josh Spear is a half Jewish, half Italian comedian, and his best friend Hattie Kuba is Lebanese. Are you Lebanese?
Yeah.
Nice, good guess. make them have a conversation in the form of a script about who's funnier.
Oh my
right. God. So we could. I mean, we can try this one out.
Sure.
Let's try this first one out. All right. Can you read from there? Yeah. You gotta need your mic. All right. We're gonna read this out. I haven't really read this, so
this is gonna be embarrassing for people to see how I read. But
wait, Hattie, can you do both?
Please. Okay. Hey, Hattie. You know what they say about comedy, right? It's the blood. And with my Jewish-Italian mix, I've got an ancient secret recipe for humor.
Oh, come on, Josh. Lebanese comedy's like our food. Rich, diverse, and leaves you wanting more. Plus, I've got the Mediterranean charm on my side.
This is so
Mediterranean
bad,
charm? Please. I've got the neurotic New York vibe mixed with the Italian hand gestures. It's like I'm conducting an orchestra of laughter.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Cute, Josh. But let's not forget, Lebanese storytelling is an art form. We don't just tell jokes. We weave tales that captivate and crack you up.
This is getting so bad. All right, let's scroll down. That was good. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
Then we went, add their friend Chris Ramsey, who is a magician and puzzle solver, to the mix and make Josh 20% more gay. And we read it. It didn't quite work. And I was like, all right, let's keep going here. And then I said, make the three guys argue instead. And then we kept going. Then we had, in this scenario, Josh, Hattie, and Chris, where is it? Take these three characters and make them brainstorm about the perfect joke. Kept going. This is all whatever. And then give all three lines and make Chris sound like he's trying to hide a body and make Josh 40% more gay.
How
and here
can
we
be
are.
160% gay.
Let's try it. All right, you're right. All right, let's go. Josh, you're first.
Darlings, we're going to conduct the creme de la creme of jokes, or concoct the creme de la creme of jokes. It needs that extra sprinkle of fabulousness.
This
don't you agree?
Wild. I've never
said concoct this guy. That's 50% more gay.
I said cunt and cock in the same. Was it right? We need a story that resonates.
Right. We need a story. Oh, you right there? You want to do that?
Oh, that's me next. Sure, Josh, but let's keep it under wraps. We need a setup that's discreet, something that won't draw too much attention.
Right. We need a story that resonates. But Chris, Why so secretive? It's a joke, not a covert operation.
Oh, honey. Everything's an operation when you've got style like this. But Chris, sweetie, you're looking a bit more cloak and dagger than usual.
This guy's a bear, eh?
A little more cloak and dagger.
Let's just say I've got a situation that requires a delicate touch. But back to the joke. Maybe it should involve something buried.
Buried? Chris, we're brainstorming punchlines, not whatever you're hinting at. Let's keep it light. Maybe a play on words?
Oh, I've got it. A comedian, a magician, and a storyteller walk into a bar because the body's in the cellar. Too much?
Perfect, Josh. It's metaphorical. Just how I like it. Keeps the real story hidden, you know?
Metaphorical or not, let's just make sure this joke kills at the club, not elsewhere. Chris, you're giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Pretty sure you can't say that anymore. They stopped saying that in the 40s.
So we call them anymore.
Yeah, and scene. That was okay.
That was pretty
sick.
That was
all bad, ChatGPT.
Yeah, not bad, right? It did listen. Worse. Yeah, I've seen worse.
I've seen worse.
You guys fuck with this stuff at all?
I use it a little bit, man. I wanted to know if it could... I did like, give me something in the style of Patrice O'Neill. Like someone dead, you know, who I look up to.
Nice.
You see the George Carlin AI stuff they created? They did a whole like comedy special in George Carlin's voice.
What?
Using AI. Most comedians that reacted to it were very disturbed by it.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we pull that out? Can we pull up a couple jokes of that? I'd like to hear that. That's...
Yeah, what do you think of that? Bringing back dead people in their style. Like, write this in the style of Ernest Hemingway, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think people were being real dramatic. Yeah. People were like, his family doesn't approve of him sharing these messages.
Yeah.
It's a computer.
But yeah, exactly. But then there's also like there's like a time, right? That you're like Steamboat Willie.
Yes.
Right? There's like a time. And then after that, so like, maybe you want to write this in the voice of George Washington or something.
That's fair.
Sure, like it's a 50.
He's just screaming the N-word the whole time.
It's almost like I find that it's like the way people, like religious people, reacted to like technology and shit. They're like, they fucking hate it. It's the devil. Yeah. It's horrible. It's like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Yeah, like, dude, it doesn't matter.
Those guys are the fastest to come when they see porn, though.
They don't even touch themselves.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
I did find some stuff on George Carlin, but it's like everything about like him suing his family, suing everybody about it. There's not many. The only video I found about it is on the Joe Rogan podcast. Them watching it.
All right.
Like, who are you going to sue? You know what I mean? You're going to sue OpenAI? Like, that's crazy. You're going to sue the guys who input the prompts? Like, what's going on?
Maybe it's the thing is the app scans so much data to get the output.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, does the raw material matter of like what it took to get that thing at the end?
So you're saying it's like,
if you need 10 rocks to make it, then shouldn't the rocks matter or like where you got the rocks from?
Right. Like prompting is an art also.
I hate that.
You
dude.
Know, some people, that. Professional prompter.
Yeah. AI artist.
That's going to be AI hard.
Oh my God.
I get it. Like, cause I follow some of these Instagram accounts that have like, do you know this like wild, like it's like old Asian people with like cats coming out of their fingernails and shit? Like, do you ever see this? Yeah. I don't sound crazy.
I know. Just,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Those people crazy shit out
and
there,
they're melting
that
into like bowls of soup and it's it's very abstract, but it kind of sucks you in.
Yeah.
That guy's doing something
he's
with
doing
it.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing something.
He's making something original. I don't know if I could create that. I don't know if I could get to where he's at without just taking his thing and being like, make this.
Yeah.
Which I can do.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck AI. Would you guys get the Neuralink?
No.
They just did the first human implant and the guy's like recovering.
Depends what I'm able to do. Are you telling me like, am I just a little faster at math? Then no, thank you.
I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Like what? I don't know what you can do. I just know that there's going to be shit that you can do.
I would love the ability to AR on top of people, just whatever I want. someone you don't like, you're
that
just
is
like,
sick.
You're Shrek today.
Oh my God. Yes. You have filters for people?
Yeah.
For their profiles?
Yeah. Annoying people, you just fucking mute them.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Dude, that's so smart.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, having that versus having your own avatar. Everybody wants to choose what they look like. Fuck that, dude. What if I could choose what everybody else looked like? And they can choose what I look like. That would be the best.
Yeah. Or just have everyone a gray blob until I accept you as a friend. Then I accept you. Okay, now I can see you.
That's some Black Mirror shit.
And like, I don't know. What if it's what if you have it and it starts to like fizzle out? You know what I mean?
It glitches. It's gonna kill some people.
Yeah.
Like you're having sex with your wife
to be
and
good.
Then she turns into Shrek. You know?
Yeah.
And
get out of my swamp.
One thing I heard was animals can get it, and then maybe you can communicate with animals. Oh. Would you do it to communicate with your cat?
I already do. Misty. What do I need? A fucking brain implant.
I know what it wants.
Like, you do want to hear what your cat is thinking. Like, it might be bad.
It's going to be depressing.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if you could hear what someone's thinking a second before they say it?
Yeah.
Because it's technically mind reading.
Yeah, but
it's just, you're hearing double talk the whole time. You're like, ah.
Every second your girlfriend's like, nope. Nope.
Nope. Not tonight.
Nope. Yeah. Not tonight. Hey, how's it going? It's just like constantly you're like, ah. That'd be hilarious. That'd be a genuine breakthrough in science to be like,
Yeah, because if you can read minds, why talk?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's true. But maybe it only works when you talk. I don't know.
Well, it'd be probably very scary. I'm sure it would escalate very quick. Like, you know, because you can't stop yourself from hearing the other person. So then you're like reacting to what they're saying, and then they're reacting to what you're saying, and it's just
everybody becomes
fucking explodes
like that Ricky Gervais movie where the first liar.
Oh yeah, The Invention of Lying.
Yeah,
very good.
Great premise.
Yeah,
I'm so surprised they made a whole movie off that premise. That was like, that's a crazy bold move because that's like a good sketch.
Sure.
When you're
that's probably how he did it, right?
Yeah,
he probably just like sat in front of a couple of actors and was like, "Let's have a funny little moment."
Exactly. You know? And it was like, oh, that's super hilarious. What if, you know, there's a whole YouTube channel. I forget the guy's name, but he's devoted to making, like, it's all comedy stuff. It's pretty funny, but it's always the first of, like, a first couple to ever get married.
Okay.
Like, what are we, or first person ever breastfeeding, or first.
I think I saw this.
Yeah, it's just always very funny, because it's like you always have something.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to do empty threats?
Empty threats.
I think it's about time.
We can do some fucking empty threats.
Good point.
So, empty threats.
Empty threats.
I have.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I have my empty threats, but there's like a moment when I was a kid that it was like one of the first times that I heard an empty threat and like understood that it was an empty threat.
Right.
Do you remember prankdial.com?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so prankdial.com had the feature where you could call two people and have them be on the phone with each other and it all gets recorded.
So sick.
And like on my Italian side, one of my cousins got one of these old family friends with another old family friend, mm-hmm. made them call each other. And they're two guys who have known each other for years and years, but they're both retarded and don't know how phones work. So you called me. You called me. And at the end, the guy was like, I'm going to rip off your head and shit down your throat. And as a kid, I was like, that's incredible. That's a good one. And we played it three times on recording.
That's incredible. And that's how you found out what an empty threat was.
Yeah. Until then, every empty threat I ever heard, I was like, they're gonna fucking get me.
Yeah, well, dude, I'll tell you what right now. If you don't stop this shit, I will breastfeed your children. You understand? Your future children will be breastfed by me.
You gonna breastfeed my fucking kids, man?
Yep.
If you breastfeed my fucking kids, I'm gonna fuck your mom, get her to send me nudes, and leak them on Reddit.
All right.
Dude, I'm gonna steal your fucking baby photos,
uh-huh.
put them in my wallet, convince everybody you're my child, adopt you legally, and build us a good life together. What do you think of that?
That's pretty promising. I will hide a stray cat in your fucking dryer. randomly until you've killed a total of 9 cats.
You want a story?
Did that one hit home? Yeah, let's go.
I had 9 cats in Dubai, and it started with 1 cat. Her name was Kitty. We weren't creative. She was a stray cat.
Nice.
And she gave birth on our roof. Yeah. And then we had a second generation and then a third. So it was a total of 9. And the oldest cat would sleep under our car. And my dad one day starts the car up, and the cat was getting pretty old, so maybe she didn't hear it this time. But he backs out and goes, dun, dun, dun. And then he sees the cat kind of walk away and just lie down. And he's like, oh, she looks sleepy today. So he drives off. He calls the nanny and he's like, hey, can you check on the cat outside? She goes, she's like, yes, sir, the cat is dead.
Yes, sir, yes, the, sir, cat,
the
is
cat is dead. And he's like, oh my god. He's like, oh my goodness. Please tell my son for me. Goes to work. Calls one of his friends. His friend is like, don't tell anyone. He's like, keep it a secret for 10 years. Tell him when he's an adult. So he did. Kept it a secret. When I was like 24, he's like, I was in the car with him. And we'd moved from Dubai 10 years prior. And we're just sitting in the car. He's like, Hadi, I want to tell you something. I'm like, what is it, Dad? He's like, do you remember the cat we had? I'm like,
Kitty?
You killed her, didn't you? And he's like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, he's been carrying that shit.
He's like, I'm so sorry. I couldn't tell you. My friend told me, don't tell anybody. I'm like, he was right. You shouldn't tell a kid you killed his cat.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, dead cat.
That's
made the nanny tell me.
Just like, also wow. Just like, he that runs over the cat. Calls the nanny. Is the cat okay?
Like, yes, sir. The cat is dead.
Yes, sir. The cat is dead. That's the best line ever.
And then wait. So
yes,
like,
sir.
You had
so
the
happy
nine
to
cats.
Deliver the news.
So I was at tennis practice, and then she comes. She walks over, and she's like, "Cat's dead." And I break down, run home, see the dead body. I lose my mind.
But so it was like the stray
wait,
cat
the,
was
did
like
they
the
leave
mother.
It there?
The mother. Sorry?
You came home and saw the dead body.
Dead body, yeah.
Was still there?
Yeah.
She didn't clean it up?
No, it's right there, laying there. And I was like, she looks dead. She's like, yeah. Put her in a garbage bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, so you had the stray cat that was the mother, and it lived outside. Did the other cats get brought inside? Or
no,
they all lived outside?
They're all outdoor cats.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, they all lived on our roof, in our garage, and in front of our door on the porch.
Okay. Yeah.
That's horrible.
That's in Dubai?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I went to Dubai, I was surprised at how many stray cats there were and how fucking cool looking they are compared mm-hmm. to here. Here you got some ugly ass, like beat up furry cats.
Like
they're all like
places.
Slender, like Egyptian looking, like
yeah.
They're insane looking.
They're not gonna be puffy because they're in the summer, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're hustling on the streets.
That's right.
They can stay out there most of the year.
Yeah.
Peak summer, it gets a little
hot.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
That's when they come down from the roofs.
Yeah.
And they chill on the stones.
Right. Because yeah.
All the stones are cold, right?
Right.
So they're just chilling on the ground, rolling around.
It is sick, but they are a nuisance, though. Like, because there's a lot of them,
yeah.
too, right? And they're like the most beautiful cats
they
you've ever
very
seen.
Cute, dude.
You would pay $1,000 for these, like, outdoor cats over there.
Is it, like, looked down upon
we
to,
had
like,
the
bring
exact
one in the
same
house?
Furniture. Look at that shit. A lot of people consider them dirty. Less dirty than dogs. But
you're not allowed to have a dog in the house. Not allowed, but it's looked down upon.
A lot of them keep them outdoors.
Yeah.
A lot of them keep them outdoors.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I know some people who keep huskies outdoors in the summer.
That's insane, dude.
Not right. You shouldn't even have a husky.
I went there in the winter and I could not be outside.
Yeah.
That's how hot it is.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah.
Winter there is summer here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Even like the hottest of summers, like it was 35 plus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty freaking crazy. Hell yeah, dude. Hey, you want to give that a spin? We'll
do
this one.
Man.
Yeah, we usually do it once. That was a weak spin, Hattie. Bad takes.
Bad takes.
Yeah.
I think.
Bad take.
I got in trouble for this one. I know it's a bad take, but I think it's so good at the same time.
Let's hear it.
You look, I, you know, the trans community.
Dun dun dun.
Cut the show.
Hey, we said bad take, dude.
the trans community. You know, they haven't had it the easiest. One thing that definitely has helped them out are like trans people that don't look trans. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
Michelle Obama.
That's right. That's right. Sorry.
He's going to text you to edit that out after. So like one might say,
you mean
like,
Big Mike? You talking Big Mike?
The better looking trans people are getting, you know, the cause like helped.
Yep.
So shouldn't the trans community focus on getting some sexy ass trans people made? Mm. You know what I mean?
I think they're trying.
Like, that's the best. Like, rather than like getting mad at people, just get people to want to fuck them.
Who's the one that was on Rogan?
I don't know.
She was super hot.
She was super hot.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like a far right gun activist. But she had one video. She's laughing at all the influencers who died.
Is she the one? Is she the one who hangs out with like Alex Jones?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember her name, but I've seen
her. Yeah, but
her
I was like, that's a fucking crazy standard to meet for a trans person. Like, if I look like this, if we look like this, right? And tomorrow we're like, we want to be women, whatever, and we want to train. Like, those standards are insane.
I think I'd be pretty. I think I'd be really.
You'd probably be all right. Yeah, you got
thin chin.
Yeah. Also, but like, yeah, you play tennis. You probably have like nice calves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'd have to shave all
so much hair.
Yeah, all the time.
He tried to tell me. He tried to tell me how much hair he has.
Bro, look at these fucking hairy boys.
We shared a hotel room.
You want to see something crazy? I look like I have cancer. Look at this.
God damn,
bro! It's glistening.
It literally look.
Good for you.
It's fun now.
You're like a Twilight vampire.
Yeah, I swear. I'm like powder. When I was in high school, that was always a thing I get bullied for. Though I'd be like, they'd be like, "Oh, you fucking shave your legs, Ramsey." You shave your legs, Ramsey? And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Who doesn't shave their legs?
Were you always tall?
Yeah. Was I tall? No, I was tall in like grade 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I was short before that. I was like 5'3 in grade 9, beginning of grade 9.
Was there fights in your schools? Was there fights often?
I was a small. I went to a lot of schools, but they were all pretty small. They're all military bases.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My high school where I graduated from had 250 students from kindergarten to Sec 5.
250?
Yeah.
Okay.
From kindergarten to...
Total.
Yeah, total.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very small.
We had 24, 23 people in my graduating class, and it was like 19 girls.
Oh,
like
wow.
Five or six guys, yeah.
Okay.
Those five or six guys just bullied you.
Yeah, so, yeah exactly.
You're the one guy that got bullied.
Yeah, but it was more like just like kind of like we're doing, like we'll shit on each other, because there was no one else.
Yeah. No, for sure. Everyone's got to fuck around. Like that's what it is, like the bullying being so serious now. You know what I mean? It's important to have some kind of...
Yeah.
Did you you have memories of bullying people?
I wouldn't really say bullying.
Besides the trans community?
But when I was in, like... I love
them. In high school.
I love them. this kid in 10th grade bumped into me when I was talking to a girl. And I was like, I can't just let him. Because the whole hallway was open.
Yeah.
He walked into me. I was like, I can't let him do that. Yeah. So I pushed him, and I was like, you bitch. Oh. And then like 8 kids from Sec 4, just like I was their target the
jumped
full
you.
Year.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually one day, like I didn't have a lock on my locker because I forgot my code and they had to cut it. And they came and they stole my lunch. And then they were waiting there and they were like, you're going to fight him today. And we ended up fighting and we had to go outside. And it was
who won?
I mean, I think I won.
All right.
You know, I ended up...
I don't remember it, but I think I won.
There's no official judges.
I woke up, I was at home, which is good. I wanted to be home. That's where I was going anyway, so I guess I won.
He like bit my finger.
Oh, okay.
My hands were fucked up, but his face was fucked up. So
was his name Charlie?
I don't remember his name. His name was Nick.
Some people get it.
No,
thank you.
I don't get it.
Old. Bit my finger.
Oh, that's good.
Charlie. Bit me.
But no, it was the only real like bullying I guess that I
I got into fights, but they were always like with the same dudes over and over.
I remember bullying a kid, like one guy in particular. He was kind of weird and but it's not a good reason. But I just remember he was sitting in a chair.
He's trying to draw the longest train.
You fucking loser.
Why are those wheels squares, bro?
So he's sitting in this chair, and it's his chair. Mm. Like, he sits there every day. And I just walk up to him. I'm like, hey, man, get out of my chair. And it's totally not my chair. And he's like, it's mine. I'm like, no, it isn't. Get off.
Wow, you Forrest Gumped him.
So he didn't get off, so I tipped the chair over and he stayed on it.
Oh no.
And I just kicked the chair while he was holding on.
Well, he
on
crushed his hands, he hit
Did
his
he
head.
Fall over fully?
Oh my god.
Holding the chair. That's the worst thing I've ever done.
What did he do? Once
you still feel bad about it, eh?
I still feel bad.
Yeah, dude. I can tell.
I was in grade 6.
Wow.
I feel fucking bad, dude.
What did he what, was he on the ground? Or did he just stay on
yeah,
the side?
Yeah, just staying there holding. I was like, take a chair. So mean, dude.
That is ruthless.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. I was like a small kid. I think that's, I had anger. Yeah.
That's definitely the bully move. Like, you're in my seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the biggest bully move. That or like, or there was that Forrest Gump thing. It was like, seat's taken. Seat's taken. Remember Forrest Gump?
Yeah, you know,
And he tries to get in, and like she's in the bus. She's like, seat's taken. That just marked me. I was like, ugh.
Those kids gave him AIDS.
Did they?
If he would, they would have let him sit down, he wouldn't have gotten AIDS.
Right. It was like a whole, it's a whole butterfly effect.
Yeah. It was the metal fucking shoes in his legs.
That gave him tetanus.
Mama gave me magic shoes with AIDS.
Oh, man.
I watched it recently, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love that
it's
movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Bubba Shrimp.
Yeah. Yeah, Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Pineapple Shrimp.
I was so surprised as a Canadian when I went down to Venice Beach the first time and I saw Bubba Gump Shrimp.
No, really?
Yeah, they have them like all over the place. Kind of. No, I didn't go. I never went. But I was like, so like, whoa, was that here before the movie or was that like because the movie? I was very impressed.
Wow.
Very impressed.
No, it was like, yeah. And I just feel like I'm happier that it exists than I would be eating it. So I don't want to eat there and ruin it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
No, it's not going to be good.
It's nice as an image. No.
Yeah,
as an idea.
I want to go to Lieutenant Dan's fucking
strip club.
Yeah. I don't know.
My brother,
a second half to that.
My brother actually told me, he's like, and I was complaining about Jenny. I was like, what a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, what a bitch, Jenny. She gives him AIDS and all this stuff. And he's like, you know why she always felt bad about sleeping with him? And I was like, no. He's like, because he's retarded. I was like, oh, I get it. Because she's always awkward about it. She's like, I don't feel good right now. It's like, because he's not mentally there.
Yeah.
You shouldn't sleep with him.
No, you shouldn't. You're taking advantage of this.
Yeah, you're taking advantage of
him. And then you're giving him AIDS?
And then you give him AIDS.
God damn, dude. What a fucking succubus. That is an insane move.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick if you ask me.
He had the time of his life.
What was their goal?
He wouldn't trade it for the world, dude.
This is not a real story. What was the goal in portraying her like that?
But he never gives up, this guy.
That's true. He doesn't. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
like,
he went full on David Goggins.
Yeah, he chased her down.
Yeah.
Found her and her kid.
Yeah.
It's good, man. That's one of those motivational movies. It makes you feel good.
Yeah. I wonder what Terry Fox's life was like during that time. Because he was also one of those guys who's just like, they're going to cut your leg off. Terry's like, we got to keep running.
He raised a lot of money doing it, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Or like.
And it wasn't really running at the end.
Can I like. Is.
That there's a bad take. We got a bad take. Terry Fox overrated.
Yeah, dude.
Overrated,
what the fuck,
dude.
Man? Made me fucking have to run as a fat kid. Fuck you, Terry.
This guy skipping a marathon. What a pansy.
La la la. He is skipping the whole time. He ran like
850 million.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's not nothing, dude.
But he didn't do it then.
That's almost $1 billion.
No,
he was on steroids.
He didn't know it.
In 1980, almost $1 billion.
Wait, oh no, since 1980.
Oh. Since 1980.
That's what it is. It's like after he died. They were like, that's pretty cool.
Still a lot. But also for what, though? I don't even know.
Just running.
Just running? It's for runners?
For no leg runners.
No leg. It's for a fun?
Cancer research.
Cancer.
Is it cancer research?
Yeah.
That's, you know what, though? Those guys are.
They just loaded some guys' pockets.
That's a 100%. Exactly. Some lobbyist made, you know, fucking 40% of that. And then, 100%.
And then they just like, they just gave some people some chemo with the rest.
Yeah, exactly. Got a private island.
Yeah, you ever do that? When someone does something nice, you have to justify like the shitty reason that they did it if you don't like the person.
That's right.
Like they give a million to cancer, you're like,
he probably fucks kids.
It's almost like the only like cool like things are when people do it anonymously and you don't know.
Yeah.
You're never gonna know.
Yeah.
That's the only, you know what I mean?
Cat
if you're
Williams
doing it public.
Out, I give all of my openers $300,000. And I'm like, you're a god.
Motherfucker gets $300,000 from me.
Like, bring the other old cat.
That's insane. Yeah, he spent a total of $9 trillion, that guy.
Yeah.
He's doing a live...
Netflix is a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
Well, apparently he sold all his tickets to like... Because he was selling his tour. And then after that interview, which went bananas viral.
Literally like 60 insane. Million views just on YouTube. It's like insane. That's great. And then all the clips and everything.
Yeah, it's got as many views as the Bob Lazar interview, which I think is fucking cool.
That's crazy.
It's Cat Williams and Bob Lazar. Fucking sick.
Get them to sit down together. Yes, I want to see that, dude.
That's a podcast, dude. Holy fuck.
That's 2024 goals. That's the booking you need to get, dude.
The most intense part, or the most thought-provoking that I thought, I'm like, is this real? Is when he said him and Ludacris were approached by the Illuminati, and one of them had to shave their sideburns. When I heard that, I was like, this is too specific.
That's right. And then he shows up at the awards with no sideburns.
Yeah.
But that's a crackhead thought.
That is a crackhead thought.
Man, they just want me to shave my fucking sideburns, man. Like, that's not even like a rational, like, yeah. No, of course.
Because no one's going to believe it. That's why it's good. That's why they do it.
But why wouldn't you shave your sideburns?
Listen. You right now. He was right. They're reptilians.
That's it. Okay, reptilians don't like sideburns.
That's right. It's probably just like, it's honestly, it's like, I think the Illuminati is just a big frat.
Sure.
Yes.
And it's just hazing. Sure. That's all it is. Okay. Like, because you hear about all these like rappers that have to perform in boardrooms and shit, and like Twitch streamers. That sounds like a haze. And then all the dudes who got to wear a dress.
The wearing a dress industry. Makes more sense to me.
The dress thing is wild.
That is wild.
Every single big star has worn a dress, like especially rappers, just once. And it's like they're wearing it on the red carpet and shit just once. It's like obviously Gucci or Louis Vuitton, it's like a statement, but it's a dress nonetheless. And I feel like it's a haze. I feel like dudes are just like, yeah, do you want to be in the Illuminati? Yeah. Fuck.
I wore a dress and I wasn't even in the Illuminati. I didn't get invited or nothing.
Would you wear a dress for?
It was, I was doing a sketch where I was playing my mother. So I wore like an apron and a oven mitt.
Was this in therapy?
Yeah. Since Cat Williams said that, I was like, I regret it so much. Yeah. Like, I'm such a not man.
Bro, yeah. Cat Williams would have put a dress on for some crack. Like, what?
He's
you know what I mean?
Wild. That guy's...
You ever see this video of him getting beat up by the kid?
No.
He, like, tried to fight this kid in the hood back in the day. This is years ago. And he just got beat the fuck up, and it's so funny.
Pull it up.
It's amazing. Back then, he was a joke. Back then, he was a joke.
Nobody, yeah.
But
he
now...
He was always, like, he was a funny guy, but, like, funny in the way that's, like...
Like, a crackhead is funny.
Yeah. Like we laugh. And he can be funny. He can be, like, pretty hilarious. Especially lately, he's been pretty...
But then, I gotta say, like, looking back, like, I've never really gone deep on his stand-up. A bunch of bits came out. Really great.
Yeah, the bits are great.
Like, okay, at least, like, you know...
Yeah. Dude, the everyday I'm hustling bit. Yeah. I remember seeing that as a kid. Yeah. Dying, man.
Yeah, you can tell why he never, like, popped off. But I'm also happy that he's popping off. Good for him.
Sure.
He went on the right thing, said the right things... He fucking Alex Jones the shit out of that. Like, he just went like, whoop, Sandy Hook.
I watched the whole podcast went nuts. Twice.
Yeah.
7 hours.
Yeah.
It is riveting.
Holy
it's
shit.
Wild.
It's so riveting.
Yeah. He's an insane person, though. Because, like, the stats he was putting up just aren't humanly possible.
No. Yeah.
But the joke stealing, I've watched, like, all the clips on people, like, all the jokes he's referring to and whatnot, and they pull them up. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, really? I didn't see the side-by-side.
Yeah, the Cedric one, Harvey, Steve Harvey as well.
That they stole jokes or people are stealing from them?
That they stole jokes.
Yeah, I mean, just like, I'm not surprised, man. Yeah.
My favorite is calling him a walrus, Cedric, when he did the impression of him. He's over here looking like a walrus, asking, why am I not a movie star?
Why'd you tell him that? The interviewer.
So the title of the video is Cat Williams sucker punches a kid but still gets his ass kicked.
Oh, man.
That's a fucking title.
I mean, why
I'm pretty
it...
sure it was a 16.
So he's talking
kid.
Shit. Oh.
And that's not a sucker punch. He's getting confronted by that kid.
No, that's a sucker punch.
Is that a sucker punch, bro?
To punch from nothing.
Oh, wait, he puts him out. He puts him out.
Jiu-jitsu.
That's a kid goes chest to chest to you, and he knows jujitsu by chance. It sounds like a setup,
dude.
No,
that's not jujitsu. That's just like...
Look at him talking to him. He's like,
that's just hood wrestling, dude. Yeah.
I've always maintained that, like, UFC fighting. You guys watch MMA?
Look at that smile,
he's like,
bro.
I'm going viral.
He's like, yeah, airdrop that to me. You're going to airdrop that, right? Is that my phone? Awesome. Yeah, I've always made... Like, you guys watch MMA? You guys,
all the time.
I'm a fan. But I've always thought, like, if one dude was trying to fuck another guy, it's still, that's what it would look like. It doesn't, because you'd have to knock him out first.
A lot more wrestling.
Yeah, but
you could.
No, but the other guy doesn't want to be fucked.
No, I know, but you're getting him in a chokehold from behind. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you don't need to knock him out. It's almost like they'd probably want to keep them away.
You know,
maybe.
You know the fighter Justin Gaethje?
Yeah.
He has a very famous quote. He said, they're like, tell us about your wrestlings when he's about to fight Khabib.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I've been wrestling since I was 5 years old, and I have this saying, if one man can hold you down, two can rape you. So I'm just going to be really hard to hold down.
Wow.
Before his fight, he said
this. Fucking hilarious.
And then he loses by getting held down. So I'm like, yeah, right, bro.
Dude, that's crazy.
Wild line. But that's a mentality.
Khabib could rape two dudes.
He could,
at the same time.
Can we just say, though?
Rape a bear, bro.
Yeah, dude. He's insane.
So much has been done in the world. That's definitely been done. Yeah. There's definitely been, like, a ring in, like, Asia or something where it's like...
Where that was the goal?
The winner is the guy who fucks the other guy.
Yeah. Because that's kind of what it would look like. If you're, like, and there's two guys at a peak performance trying not to get fucked, and it's just like, bam, bam.
Yeah.
But then, like, you have to also
find
the guys. And
the refs there, like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
He's out. He's like, come on, I was right there.
Condom on.
He's right there.
Now, this is the cockfighting I want to see.
But, like, you got to get the guys who are able to get hard. Not everyone can get hard in that situation.
Yeah.
So you need the guys who can also get hard.
No, just get all pills or something, bro.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. That'd be, that's actually a crazy move we haven't seen yet. Somebody getting hard.
Someone getting hard in a fight.
Yeah.
They got jock straps. So you got to get around that somehow. But, like, true. That's either that or, like, finger in the butt. I'm surprised we haven't seen more fingers in the butt.
There's a lot of those.
Look up finger in the butt video. I saw one recently where it's graphic.
On MMA?
Yeah. Oh, okay. UFC defending a takedown.
it's a wrestling.
And to defend a takedown, he puts his hand in the asshole.
Because it gives him, like a bowling ball
grip. Hook.
Yeah. I've seen, like, fights break out in wrestling matches from a finger in the ass because it's allowed, but then the guy's like, no, fuck you, dude.
Oil checks, not allowed.
Are you sure?
It's called oil check, bro. Not allowed, bro.
No, I'm pretty sure it's allowed in some.
I like how they're dressed up in these onesies, dude. And they're
not allowed.
Okay.
They're jack dudes in onesies, and the other guy's like, hey, he's not allowed to put his finger in my ass.
He puts the finger up. 1 point. It's all black.
Section 8, subsection D.
He did it again.
Oil checks are legal.
Ref. He's trying to put his finger in my ass.
Then the move is to get a finger in the guy's ass and then his eye and give him pink eye. And just pop, pop.
If you don't stop, I'll fucking finger your ass too.
Just two guys finger each other's asses.
Yeah, just both of them just standing there.
Ref, stop it. Stop one of us.
You submit? You tap out? You tapping out?
What happens if we just Google finger in the ass when fighting?
You want to see, bro.
Yeah.
Put midget before that. We'll see what happens.
Funny thing is that's what I'm Googling while you guys are talking. my algorithm's so fucked.
Oh.
Finger in the butt, MMA fight. That's what I put in.
Yeah,
but yeah.
On what browser?
Yeah, on
YouPorn.
YouPorn.
Yeah, we use DuckDuckGo.
Yeah,
that's normally what we use. Yeah, Google's full of shit.
I don't trust them, man.
Google for their search, it's all money based. Yeah. You pay for the best. It's like 19 pages. Every page has 3/4 of the page are ads, and they're hidden now. Yeah. They're not just at the top.
You scroll past the top,
and then there's like, oh, this one's nice. And then you're like, as you click it, you see a little gray sponsor thing. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, you pay to be on the top, too. It's like...
Yeah, they get you.
Yeah. Before the episode ends, you guys want to do a Bob Talk?
Yeah, we'll do a Bob Talk. Well, you want to pull up the Bob Talk graphic? Yeah. This is Bob Talk.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844-BOB-TALK.
You know Bob Talk?
No.
So glad you guys watched the pod. Yeah, we just got a number of people calling.
Oh, sick.
So we'll see if we got anything new going on there. In the meantime, throw some dates out.
Third Floor Comedy Club. Come check it out. We're there every day except for Wednesday. ThirdFloorComedyClub.com. I'm there all the fucking time. And then also check out the Bordels in English. They're on Tuesdays. Catch them on all of our socials promoting them. It's a great fucking show. We did one last night, all three of us, and it was fucking sick.
Follow me at Hadi Kubba, HadiKubba on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I post clips. Stand-up clips and for shows also follow on Instagram.
Fuck yeah. And also, keep a lookout for the Roast Battle League.
Yeah, definitely. Roast Battle League coming up. Fucking check these guys out if ever you're in Montreal. If you're in Montreal looking for comedy and you're ever in Montreal, just send a DM to any one of us at any point, and we will hook you up with what comedy to go see. All right.
Okay, I'm going to pop a Zin for the Bob Talk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you yeah. do Zin?
You want a Zin?
No, I've never done one. I don't want to start now.
No, you.
Oh, I can't.
Okay.
I like the Zin.
West Virginia?
Hey, Bob Talk. This is Joe. Love the show. Thanks for all the hard work you guys do. Just wanted to bring this up to you. Every 5 years, every atom in your body replaces itself.
Oh, yeah. We had this one last time. That is crazy fact. Every 5 years, every atom in your body replaces itself.
Okay.
I feel like that's a line that a guy uses to try and convince you fucking him's not gay. You know, in 5 years, you're a new person, right? It doesn't even count.
You're kind of selling me on this thing. Though.
You'll be a virgin again. I think this is my buddy Eric.
Hey, guys. Eric LeClaire here on my weekly Monday call. I have two questions for you, since you guys think you're so goddamn smart. What is the only part of the human body that cannot heal itself?
Your fucking mom, Eric. Fuck you.
And number two, which country chose the unicorn as its national animal?
What? I say Finland.
Which country chose a unicorn?
Okay, so
unicorn.
The unicorn's the national animal, and the other one was what body part
doesn't regenerate?
Doesn't heal?
Kidney.
The eye?
The eye heals fast.
Eye
does heal.
It's pretty obvious when you find out what it is. You're like, oh,
brain.
Heart.
Brain.
Wait, lung.
Let you guys keep guessing a bit.
None of those?
Wait, none of those.
Heal.
Not even
teeth.
Close. Yeah.
Oh, let's go. Wow. I am so fucking smart. Let's go.
Fuck you, Eric.
And the unicorn, the national fucking animal of the unicorn.
I go Finland. I've heard it before, but I don't know. It's Finland? One of those Scandinavian countries. They're mystical.
Germany.
Why Germany?
Definitely not Germany.
There's a lot of gay people there.
It's true.
The love parade, the fucking, yeah, it's all that's in Germany, eh?
Yeah.
They got a big pride parade over there.
Yeah, they do.
What are you guessing, Chris?
Fucking, do you know this answer? Do you Google it already?
I Googled everything already.
Was it surprising?
When you hear it, you're like, oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Give me a hint.
It's not Scandinavian, but it's in that area.
Poland. Oh, it's a Czechoslovakia. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm not that good at geography either. It's Scotland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that, okay, yeah.
Makes Scotland, sense, like Gaelic, really? You know, they're fairy tales.
Oh,
they're,
Gaelic, I get it.
Yes, Gaelic.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it for the main pod. If you guys want to hang out, these gentlemen are going to hang.
Fuck yeah.
And we're going to do a Patreon right now. By the way, we added memberships on YouTube, so if you don't want to fuck with Patreon, we totally get it. You can sign up to the memberships here, and it will give you the same stuff. You don't have to leave, so we got both options for you if you want to do that and switch over. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to tell 3 friends. Check these guys out. Thank you, buddy, and we'll see you on the fucking next one.
See ya.
Fuck yeah. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Where we always feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel, hey. Bottom of the barrel, hey. The barrel is only too small.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.